This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Republican voters in Kansas rebelled against the policies of Governor Sam Brownback, ousting his fellow conservatives in at least 11 state legislative primary races amid widespread angst about Kansas's financial situation. In South Sudan, the civil war ended on paper a month ago, but clashes between rival factions halted food distribution for the country's displaced, and sexual violence has risen. A backlash from alumni is an aftershock of campus disruptions of the last school year. Some colleges, particularly small, elite, liberal arts institutions, have reported a decline in donations. Among about 35 small, selective liberal arts colleges belonging to the fundraising organization sharing the annual fund Fundamentals that recently reported their annual fund results for the 2016 fiscal year, 29% were behind 2015 in dollars, and 64% were behind in donors, including Amherst, Princeton, and Claremont College. Voters in New Hampshire clearly favor Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump, according to a new poll. And another poll shows Mrs. Clinton holding a narrower lead in Florida. Trump all but erased his enormous fundraising disadvantage against Hillary Clinton in the span of just 2 months, according to figures released by his campaign. Trump and the Republican National Committee raised $64 million through a joint digital and mail effort in July, according to his campaign, the bulk of it from small donations. Since 2000, the share of employment in the oldest firms has grown at the expense of employment in younger and smaller establishments. The trend seems to be linked to a change of habits among American workers who have become less likely to switch jobs and move to new cities. Of American institutions, recent polls place the military first, small business just behind, and then far, far down the list, banks, followed closely by organized labor, then newspapers, and in last place, with less than 20% support, big business. The U.S. enjoyed 84% approval rates in South Korea, yet there are intense protests over the installation of a new missile defense system from civic groups, farmers, and villages. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.